I think it was 15 years ago tonight, or more or less tonight, that Yubi called me up and said, we are having a 15th anniversary for Monthly Review. And he said, we expect you to be there and to do your thing. And I said, well, what subject do you think I ought to tackle? And we began talking about it. I said, you're aiming all your dialectical guns at materialistic people. What do I do as a songwriter? He says, you write love songs. And so I have probably written more love songs in the past 30 years than any other geriatric alive, while the Monthly Review was struggling with the social system, the economics, the sociology. And I said to him, all right, why should I change now? If love song is my speciality, we'll do a love song. And this was the love song written for the Monthly Review. When I was a lad, I wrote amorous ditties to Judy, Aline, Edelina, and Sue. And now that I'm gray, I've abandoned those pretties. I'm singing my songs to the Monthly Review. For as you grow older, you sometimes grow wiser. If brain cells are plenty and hormones are few, why torture yourself with Elaine or Eliza? You're safer by far with the Monthly Review. That most intellectual, slightly subsexual, Marx will protect you all Monthly Review. For 15 long years, I've perused and pursued her. Perused, I've waited whole months for a sight of her too. Whatever her mood, I still wooed and renewed her. That beautiful, sensible Monthly Review. I followed her madly from Vietnam to China, to Cuba, to Ghana, New Guinea, Peru. I may have been faithless to my Edelina, but not to that siren, the Monthly Review. That wise and effectively spoken objectively, let's love collectively Monthly Review. Her light is the light in the eyes of all lovers. Her voice is the sound of a morning that's new. I take her to bed, and I find between covers the comforting lines of my Monthly Review. Her format is lovely, her layout historic. Her foresight and hindsight are beautiful too. Forgive me for being so meta-euphoric. I swoon for my beautiful Monthly Review. That wholly reliable, vibrant and viable, though FBI-able, Monthly Review. So here's to the goal of her bold aspiration, and may the great day of her dream soon come true. A lot more subscriptions, a few more donations will speed the good health of the Monthly Review. Oh, bright be her journey, her long road made easy, and strong be the hearts of her staff and her crew. And blessed be her pilots, Imago and Sweezy, and all the fine friends of the Monthly Review. And let us remember the Sybils, the Ubies, the Harrys, and others who brighten this night. We honor their courage, rejoice in their humor, we sing in their spirit, we walk in their light. Of that anti-insanity, free from all vanity, Friend of Humanity, Monthly Review. Thank you.